What about the issue of whether or not to use neoadjuvant therapy, chemoradiation therapy, Randy, or just go right to surgery?
I think the data is, you know, first of all, there are a couple of things. One is the cross data. And we were actually using the same regimen that Johanna was with the modified, because remember that came from like a phase 1-2 trial. But we were using actually our standard regimen at UCLA was infusional 5-FU plus oxaliplatin plus radiation. And I've never been a huge fan of carboplatin, but to answer your question, Neil, is that the cross data of carboplatin and paclitaxel plus radiation and then surgery versus surgery alone is the most powerful data that we have. And we try to be data-driven. Now, that doesn't mean that a large randomized trial of 5-FU and oxaliplatin wouldn't show the same thing. But in a group of patients that probably is not that different, it's a Western European population, it's probably not that different than what we see with GE junction patients, that's now become our standard regimen.
So, Philip, this exact same situation, except you know that the tumor is HER2 positive.
Well, in a patient like this, where we're contemplating to give neoadjuvant treatment, GE junction, in our practice, we will do a laparoscopy also. Because in those patients, we have seen that not an insignificant number of patients will end up having peritoneal metastases, where the whole plan of treatment will change. So if I were to treat the patient on the basis of only localized disease, then I will not use the trastuzumab. And in my practice, I will use radiation plus carboplatin. But I have to admit that there are patients in my practice who I've treated with the neoadjuvant chemotherapy only. And here I've used the EOX regimen without the radiation treatment.